When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Going to be a busy show. Mike Krzyzewski will join us a little bit later on. I never thought in my career I would introduce him as the former Duke head basketball coach. Also, Jimmy Johnson, Hall of Famer, Fox Sports analyst. He'll join us coming up as well. Your phone calls, always welcome. Emails, tweets. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app. You can watch for free. Our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400 cities. And let's see, anything else that we need to mention here? Oh, Chat Row. If you're chatting on Chat Row, we say good morning to you as well. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. The autograph calendars are sold out. There are still some calendars there available, danpatrick.com. We have some tailgate merch there. We don't have any more moonshine, tailgate moonshine, but we'll let you know when we do. Got some World Cup t-shirts there, some holiday candles, a lot of great things there. If you're looking for that last-minute gift, something for the holidays, check it out at danpatrick.com. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Keeping an eye on the situation in Buffalo, they're expecting on the lower end of 3 feet of snow for this weekend's game. All I know is Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel is headed to Buffalo. So, you know, there's trouble on the way. Yes, Paulie.
The forecast says the weather's going to hit tonight. And according to Cantore and other local broadcasters, they say 36 to 48 inches in the Buffalo area. I guess the lake effect goes right through there like a funnel. Yeah. And about 8 years ago, they had 65 inches in like a three-day span or four-day span.
And then I wonder if they're going to be able to, or if they're going to have to move this game. Can they move it to Detroit? Could they move it to Toronto? But we'll keep an eye on that. It's kind of a fluid situation. They can't do Monday night, by the way, because then Buffalo plays on Thursday, plays on Thanksgiving, and you have to have more time than just 2 days to prepare. But I'd love to have a snow game. I was watching Maction last night. Had some snow. Central Michigan. There was a lot of snow there. Headed towards Buffalo. You have the game coming up tonight at Green Bay. Green Bay and the Titans. And then you start to wonder, what Green Bay team is going to show up tonight? And the Titans are still there. We're not talking about the Titans. They got a great coach. I love Jeffrey Simmons. This is one of those games, a standalone games, where it feels like everything that happens tonight, it'll be open for discussion tomorrow. Because we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers, we'll talk about their wide receivers, we'll talk about their running game. The Titans, you may talk about Ryan Tannehill. You're going to talk about Jeffrey Simmons. He's a defensive tackle. If not for Aaron Donald, we would talk about him a lot more. I don't know why I love these defensive linemen, these defensive tackles, nose tackles, but really that's where things get disruptive. When you think, oh, I got to have an edge rusher. If you said I could have an edge rusher or I could have somebody who is going to disrupt everything up the middle, I want the guy who disrupts everything up the middle because you get your quarterback off his mark. He affects the running game. But Jeffrey Simmons probably won't be talked about a lot or leading up to this, but I think after the fact will be. He's a wonderful player. Aaron Rodgers at home, they just scored 31 on a very good Dallas defense. They ran the football, and it won't take much for them to get back into the wild card picture here. But you're 4-6, and you're trying to figure out, you know, everybody says the same thing. Oh, the running game, that style of offense, is it sustainable? Week to week? I don't know. I mean, how many offenses are sustainable week to week? But you got the Titans coming up. Then do they have the Eagles after that, Paulie?
Yeah, that's two toughies.
Man.
But then they ease it up a little. They got the Bears, Rams, but then tough ones versus Dolphins and Vikings.
How many wins do you think would be the minimum to get into the wild card picture in the NFC? And by the way, the Titans are in first place. Now, I think everybody thought it was going to be the Colts, the team to beat. And maybe that happens, you know, under the new and improved leadership of Jeff Saturday. Yes, yes, Bo.
The wild card's going to be kind of tough because, like, the Giants are 7-2. Dallas Cowboys are 6-3.
Yeah, you're right.
The Niners are 5-4. So those guys are all ahead of you. Even the Commanders are 5-5 are ahead of the Packers right now. They have at least four teams ahead of them for the wild card spots.
Yeah. And even though the NFC feels down, you still have, you know, do the Giants drop off a little bit? Cowboys going to add OBJ. I haven't heard anybody else say, you know, we're in the running for OBJ. And that would concern me. If I'm the Cowboys and I want OBJ because I think he's going to change everything and fix all of what ails us, you know, does Kansas City go, why don't you come on in here? You want to play for a ring? You want to have some playoff checks? Come on in. I mean, Dallas, okay. Come in, play for the Dallas Cowboys. Certainly get a lot of publicity there. But you don't want to have January off. You know? you'd like to be able to get in the mix and play.
That was snarky, by
play that. Deep into the postseason. Would you go to Tampa? Buffalo. You may not want to go to Buffalo this weekend. You know, that's where OBJ's going. Wait, what do they got there? 3 feet of snow? Dallas plays indoors? That sounds a little bit more encouraging. Seton, what's the poll question today on this award-nominated program?
Here's a classic Paulie question. You'd rather live in Buffalo, New York, or Yuma, Arizona? Snow versus heat.
Okay, Paulie, you want to give your reason.
So, would you rather live in the snowiest city in America, which is Buffalo, New York? There are other town, city, like Syracuse. I think that gets the most snow. But let's say you could live in Buffalo, New York, where you're going to get lots of cold, lots of snow, or the hottest town in America, or city, where it has enough people to be a city, Yuma, Arizona, where it's just hot all the time.
I'd rather live in Buffalo.
All right.
Yeah.
Would anyone go with the hot spot? I guess we'll move on.
No. Well, wait a minute. Would you rather live in Yuma, Arizona?
No, I can't stand hot weather.
They should call it humid Arizona.
I've been there.
Yeah.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah, it is a dry heat. Yeah. If you've been to Buffalo, there's just something about that city that I love. You know, it's a blue-collar city.
What if they didn't have a football team? What if you lived in Buffalo and there was no Bills there? That would be tough.
Well, you still have wings.
Yes.
Yeah, you still have the wings.
And the Sabres, baby.
Okay, Ton. All right. Yeah.
University of Buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Rick James is from Buffalo. Oh. if that means anything.
It doesn't. Thank you, though.
No idea.
When you fly into the Buffalo airport, is there like, you know how they always have the famous people or whatever? Yeah. Is there a Rick James statue? That'd be awesome.
I don't know. Oh, I hope so. I hope there's a statue of Rick James somewhere in Buffalo.
And out of it says, I'm Rick James. You know the next
Buffalo.
One.
Bleep. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Rick James, Buffalo.
Bleep. Buffalo.
God, that's a funny bit.
This program brought to you by Discover. Redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Packers, 3-point favorites tonight against the Titans. And the over-under. By the way, the gambling podcast, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, later on today. Shea and Irving is back, we think, in body. I don't know about spirit from his trip to San Juan, Puerto Rico. And Bad Larry and Dylan. The Titans, so it's around 3.5 here that they're getting tonight. Over-under is 41. And the Packers plus 300 to make the playoffs. By the way, odds to score a touchdown at any time on Thursday Night Football. The best odds to score a touchdown. Todd, I'll start with you.
I'm going to say Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry? No.
That's a lie.
No, it's the truth.
No, it isn't. It's not true. It's a lie. Whatever those odds are wrong.
All right.
Is this Derrick Henry?
Marv?
Aaron Jones?
Aaron Jones.
No! Boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop. Yeah. Aaron Jones, then Derrick Henry. Who wants to guess who's third best odds to score a touchdown tonight? Paulie?
Stephon Diggs?
No! Oh. Yikes. A.J. Dillon.
Yeah. The Theismann winner.
Wait, how can Stephon Diggs score a touchdown?
It's going to be a tough
one. Sorry. I had Buffalo on my screen.
Yeah.
So he must be way down on the board.
If he scores tonight,
he'll probably win
something.
Like $100 million.
I'm cashing in.
It has nothing to do with football.
I should try to make that
tonight.
Bet.
Yeah. You see what I did with that, Todd?
Okay.
All right.
I said it so authoritatively, though, you kind of went past it for a second.
I believe
that. Alan Lazard and then Christian Watson. Those are the odds there.
Robert Woods.
Who are the famous people from Buffalo?
Glad you asked.
Rick James.
Tim Russert.
Okay.
Remember him?
The late Tim Russert.
Yeah. Yeah. Rob Gronkowski, of course. Let's see. Kyle Chandler. He was on
Friday Night Lights.
He was the coach.
Christian Von Leitner.
Yep. Yeah. He was outside there. Let's see. Running low. David Boreanaz, he was on that show Bones.
Okay.
Pretty famous actor.
Yeah.
Nick Bakay. You know Nick Bakay.
Love Nick Bakay.
And there's a bunch more.
That's a push. Yeah. What other poll questions do we have, Seton O'Connor?
I've got one that might be mean-spirited, one that's more traditional to what we do.
Let's go mean-spirited.
Okay. Better coach in their field, Jimmy Johnson, Coach K.
Coach K.
He was a better coach?
Well, I think Jimmy only coached 9 years in the NFL.
It's a good 9 years, though.
Yeah. I think he's 5 with the Cowboys, 4 with the Dolphins. Plus, didn't he replace Tom Landry and Don Shula?
That's not bad.
Wow. Could you?
What a boss.
Like, nobody's ever done that. Now, he didn't win a Super Bowl with Miami, but and Jimmy's going to join us next hour. But, I mean, Coach K is the greatest, you know, college coach of all time. Or
true.
He's there with John Wooden.
Well, I guess it sort of cancels out then whose career would you want?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something to be said for Jimmy Johnson, though, because that's...
Jimmy's got a good gig going.
He cast a pretty long shadow over a certain organization that's still trying to find their way out from under it. Hey, now.
Yeah. Now, the U.
Yeah.
Go back to Oklahoma State. But, yeah, Jimmy, when Jimmy coaches, he leaves his mark there. Mm. I wonder if Barry Switzer ever says to Jimmy, thank you. Or Jimmy ever says to Barry Switzer, yeah, you're welcome. I basically gave you a Super Bowl. Gave him a Super Bowl team. But that should have been Jimmy's.
I'm hearing a very disappointing update to a story we've been covering, Dan.
What?
Unfortunately, I don't believe there's a Rick James statue in the Buffalo airport. Should we crowdsource one? You want to get a GoFundMe going so we could properly?
I don't know if enough people realize that Rick James was from Buffalo.
Which is a problem. That's a real problem for Buffalo.
Yes, Todd.
But they do have this recorded message when you land at the airport. Hey, you super freaks, welcome to Buffalo.
Super freaky. Now.
Give it to me,
Your
baby.
Bag is at Carousel 4.
They really don't have that. They don't, hey, you super freaks. That's not made.
Oh, they
up.
Don't.
It's not a real thing.
Oh, okay.
Just wanted to clarify.
Thank you, Todd.
Now I'm not going.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Todd. All right, we'll settle on a poll question. Play of the day, stat of the day, Jimmy Johnson in about an hour, Coach K in the final hour of the show, and the Titans and the Packers, the Thursday night affair. We'll take a break here. We'll come back, and we'll get to phone calls, settle on our poll question as well. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Masterclass. You get unlimited access to online classes from the world's best, anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. So they have more than 180 world-class instructors. You want to learn about filmmaking? How about James Cameron? You want to learn about creating a business? Richard Branson. How about Gordon Ramsay teaching you how to cook? You can do that with Masterclass. Masterclass, and you do it on your own time. If you want to do it on your phone, your tablet, living room, or you can listen on the go in audio mode. And the videos are short enough to fit into your everyday life. This year, give somebody a gift that they will cherish. They'll love membership to Masterclass, and you get the second one for yourself. You get that for free. Nobody needs to know that, but I'm telling you, go to masterclass.com/Patrick today. That's masterclass.com/Patrick. Limited time only. Terms do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, she's a very freaky girl. You're not going to take her home to mother. Oh, kinky.
Yeah.
It's a different girl. Buffalo native Rick James. We were talking about Buffalo getting all the snow, probably 3 feet, maybe 4 feet. Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel is heading up to Buffalo. So, you know, they're expecting a lot of snow there. And I'm wondering, if you're Buffalo, the players, the team, you want to play this game there. But you also have to figure out and factor in, you know, getting to the game, the safety of the people getting to the game, clearing the lots, being able, you know, once they play the game, there won't be snow. It won't be snowing during the game, and you just have to clear it out. The question is ensuring that your fans can get there, and they can't move it to Monday because then the Bills turn around and play on Thursday night. Or Thursday, Thanksgiving. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, you're right. Checking the weather, it's supposed to be tonight, all day Friday, all day Saturday. Sunday is supposed to be high of 28, but unlikely to have snow.
Yes, Todd.
And what about the Browns' travel plans? It could be relocated. It could be Buffalo. When do they leave?
Yeah.
How do you avoid the storm? You get there only to find out they're not playing the game or they're not playing it in that city. I don't know.
And the Lions aren't at home this weekend. I probably should check that because I wonder if you could relocate that. The Browns could drive to Detroit. Yeah, Paul.
Lions are at the Giants this weekend.
Okay. Yeah, you'd be able to use Detroit to get that game in because you have to have that quick turnaround to be able to play on Thanksgiving. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. We're getting people who are Goo Goo Dolls. Are they from Buffalo, Seton?
Yep.
There?
Yep, Dizzy Up the Girl. Isn't that their big one?
Is that what it is?
One of them, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they also have, I just want you to know who I am, if you consider that anything. Isn't that their song, too?
That's Iris. That's a big song.
Oh, okay.
That's a bit, that was the one, was that a Nicolas Cage movie where he's like an angel or something like that? Him and Meg Ryan? When he was still like a serious actor. No offense, Nicolas Cage.
No offense. How could that be offensive?
This is where Dan's supposed to do his pig thing.
I want my pig. I want my pig.
City of Angels,
yes,
1998.
Yes.
Rom-com.
That's it.
It's Nick Cage and Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan.
They are somehow angels.
Nailed it.
I thought that was John Travolta. Wasn't he in a...
That was Michael.
Oh, Michael.
Which was brutal. That was my first date with my now wife. I can't even believe we got through that. That was just awful.
Do you go to a movie on a first date because you don't talk?
It was like a group first date. It was me and it was her and then like some other friends and couples and stuff. So, yeah, but it is kind of weird to have a first date where you're just kind of sitting there quietly eating popcorn.
Yeah, because you don't have any conversation. Marvin, you know all about being in love. So I would wonder, you know, the ideal first date would be?
Not the movies.
Okay.
Maybe go somewhere. I met my wife in the student union.
Okay.
At the University of Connecticut.
Okay.
Marvin was 31. He was just cruising the union. He wasn't even at UConn anymore.
Aren't you too old to be going here?
You're like, oh. You're a creep.
Did you ever hear from those girls that showed up that night at Big Dean's in Santa Monica?
I have not,
okay.
Unfortunately.
I wondered if they would ever reach out to you social media-wise.
Old.
Oh.
You should be on MySpace.
They were getting into some kind of sake business. That's kind of where we left it. I hope they're successful with this.
Oh, my.
Why is she on your shirt? What's it? Why are you on her shirt?
Oh, my God. That girl detested you.
That's a little harsh. It's not like I handcuffed them to the table. They had plenty of ample opportunity to walk away. They seem engaged. But they did. I think one of them, the older sister, thought I was like looking to bring her back to the hotel or something.
Well, some of the women were fans of the show, and then her sister was.
Some of them were dragged along with the fans of the show.
Yeah, that poor girl had. She did not want to be there.
But then don't take a shot at like our career. Like, how do you talk sports for 3 hours? You can't even list up in 3 minutes. The Lakers won. The Clippers lost. Move on.
It'd be the other way around.
That would be. That's very true.
Yeah, Clippers won. Lakers lost. Move on.
Oh,
so old.
This is not made. This is what she was saying. I was watching the whole scene.
No, this is a real thing that happened.
Because you're famous. Like she's looking at us.
Why does she have your face on?
You have a ring on your finger. That's not cool. Does your wife know you do this? You what? We're just talking.
James in Virginia. Hi, James. What's going on today?
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Thursday, DP, Danette, man. Salute the Commanders, man. I got a bet for the week, man, and... Man, I don't call no other shows between 9 and 12 o'clock hour, man. Maybe I can get my own bat phone, you know what I mean? Now, on some real seriousness, man, there is no other show that's given me the platform, the notoriety, love, and respect as the DP, as the Danettes, and the Dan Patrick Show, man. So much love and much respect to you, sir. But my bet of the week, man, you know, in honor of the Dan Patrick Gamblers podcast, since I hit last week, I'm going to go with the Packers tonight on the money line and a sneaky play, the Minnesota Vikings, plus the points, man. Y'all have a great day, man.
Thank you, James. Have a wonderful
weekend. If I don't talk to you, man, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thank you, James. Somehow I think we will talk to you. That's James in Virginia. All right, so we have a poll question.
Yeah, we went with whose career would you rather have, Jimmy Johnson or Coach K? Oh.
I have to factor in college and pro.
Yep, Natch.
With Jimmy. You know, his lifestyle's pretty good, too. He gets to talk football on Fox and then sit on his boat and go fishing all the time. All of these coaches call him. All of them. At some point... Even Bill Belichick. Belichick will go down there and go fishing with him. He'll spend a week with him. And Jimmy, and maybe he'll talk about this, but these coaches go there because they know that he's unbiased. They can ask a question and know that he's going to give them an answer. And I think that's why they seek him out, because he's done it at a very high level in college and certainly a high level in the NFL. But Jimmy will join us coming up a little bit later on. Charles Barkley got yelled at. Did you see where Ja Morant was not too kind to Charles? Charles said Ja Morant has got to make, you know, his teammates better, which I don't know exactly what that means. He can score. And as Charles says, you know, you get to a certain level and you can score. You can score every time down the floor, or you can get a good look every time down the floor. But he said that he thinks for Ja to take that next step, he needs to get his teammates more involved or make them better. Does that mean he needs to have 7 assists instead of 4? If, like, 3 more assists? I'm not quite sure I understand what Charles means by that. Ja Morant was not too pleased. It basically, he had 2 words to say to Charles.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, nah, not going to listen to this. Charles also had this to say about the Brooklyn Nets with Kevin Durant.
It's so amazing to me about basketball. You know, this team's been together for 4 years. And when they went there 4 years ago, we were like, oh, they're going to win a couple championships. I mean, they're going to be in, they ain't even close. And it's almost over. I mean, because obviously at the end of this year, there's going to be some wholesale changes. But, man, when you got a good team, you have to take advantage of it. You cannot be screwing around. This is a wasted 4 years for these guys.
Okay. Well, Durant wasn't healthy for one of those years. You had the pandemic. You had vaccination with Kyrie Irving, injuries, bad signings, Steve Nash. And then you had the interview on Bleacher Report, and you had Kevin Durant talking about a variety of things in an interview on Bleacher Report. Who did the interview? Is this Chris Haynes, our good buddy? And Durant said at one point, look at our starting lineup. Edmund Sumner, Royce O'Neal, Joe Harris, Nick Claxton, and me. It's not disrespect, but what are you expecting from that group? Then that's not disrespect. Oh, okay. You expect us to win because I'm out here. So if you're watching from that lens, you're expecting us to play well because number seven is out there. How about when you had everybody a couple of weeks ago? Were you winning? And the answer is no. He also said that everybody says that I'm not a leader. I couldn't make Kyrie get vaccinated. You know, my problem is, and I don't think Durant's a leader, and he might not understand what it means to be a leader, but when you decide that this is a team you want to build, you and Kyrie, they wanted DeAndre Jordan. They went out and got DeAndre Jordan. They wanted Steve Nash. They hired Steve Nash. And then what happened? Nothing. And you wanted Ben Simmons. James Harden didn't want to be there. You got Ben Simmons. By the way, KD didn't even mention Ben Simmons in the, hey, look at what I got. You expect me to win out here? This is a team you wanted. And the reason why I look at this and say, you know, a leader would make this work. The best that you can, you'll make this work. Hey, I came here. This is what I wanted. I got to make this work. Not, you know, it's getting a little tough here. I'd like to get out. You know, I don't want to play with Russell Westbrook anymore. We blew a 3-1 lead, and I want to get out. I know players leave all the time. They go join other teams. LeBron has famously done that. But with KD, I just never feel like it's ever his fault. It's always somebody else's fault. And you know who Kyrie is. It's not like he woke up one day and go, damn, this guy's different. This guy's strange. That's partially on KD as well. And who knows, Kyrie might be back maybe this weekend from his extended suspension there. But, you know, KD talked about a lot of different things here. He's a wonderful player, but you got to take ownership here. And that's the only thing that he finally got around to saying why he wanted out. Because I said, can somebody just raise their hand and say, why did you want to be traded? I never heard anything. And then he talked about how he kind of looked around and he goes, you know, I don't like what's going on. The vibe here, the people, players. And I thought, well, wait a minute. It's like an artist who paints something and goes, oh, that's trash. I'm going to blame somebody else for that. I'm going to blame the person who gave me the paint. How could you make me paint something like that? KD's just take ownership, all right? Take ownership. And he hasn't. And he probably won't. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, the Kyrie Irving story has quieted down, but if, let's say he comes back Sunday and plays or whatever. Mm. If you were the Nets, would you not make him available to the media for the next? And I'm being dead serious.
Well, I don't know if they can
keep
him from talking to the media.
I would strongly advise it because people are going to be, the media members in New York are going to do everything they can to get him.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I want to hear him. Like, I can't wait for Kyrie to get behind a microphone. Yeah, I'm going to ask Coach K, because he had Kyrie for a couple of weeks at Duke. I want to ask him if he's been in touch with him. Yeah, Seton.
The biggest problem is that KD is wasting prime years floundering in Brooklyn when he should be collecting rings. He's just he's wasting some of the best years of his career.
Yeah, but he wanted this in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I understand that. I think people are allowed to be wrong. Like, he could have been like, yeah, let's go there and build something, and then be like, oh, crap, I was wrong about that.
But he doesn't even say that. He's like, blaming the media, Steve Nash. He said something like, you know, we didn't have, you know, really good practices. Well, you didn't have a full lineup there to have really good practices.
Yeah, whose fault is that?
His.
He might be, he's not wrong about what he said about that starting lineup. He's just being too right about it. He's just, that you're not supposed to say that kind of thing publicly, but he's not wrong about that. That lineup sucks. And you do expect, well, you guys should be doing better because Kevin Durant is out there. He's not wrong about those
things. But does a leader, okay, so I give him credit because he was overly honest?
No, but we do like to, as a group, not just us, but the media does like to be like, oh, what is with these BS answers? You can't honestly think that's a good starting lineup. You know what I mean? Like, there are people who, no matter which way they go, are going to be doing it the wrong way. And he's very much one of them. Whether that's his own fault or not, he certainly likes to put his own foot in his mouth. There's no doubt about that. And he likes to make himself not likable by being too honest.
I would like for him to be honest about his situation and the situation he created. Then you can be honest about the other. He's not honest about some things. He's honest about other things. How about you, KD? Be honest about you. Then if you want to say, look, this is the lineup I have. We're not going to win, and you expect me to win. If we don't win, then it's on me. Okay. But he also has to say, I put myself in this situation. I wanted Steve. It was the wrong choice there. I wanted Kyrie. It was the wrong choice. Now, if you say that, you can say the other stuff as far as I'm concerned. But he's not honest about his stuff. He's honest about, this is what I got to deal with. I got to deal with that. Hey, I couldn't get Kyrie vaccinated. Did you try? What kind of conversation did you have with him?
Yeah, but that's not on him. He's not, I mean, I do agree with him to that respect that, like, Kyrie's a grown-ass man. He's going to do whatever he wants. And no matter what Kevin Durant says to him, he's not going to change that.
No, but he knows this guy. You're getting into business with somebody, and then all of a sudden you go, man, he's crazy.
Yeah, but I don't know that you can, like, foresee a global pandemic and then a vaccine issue when you originally signed those contracts.
Well, those aren't the only things that that are controversial about him, that nobody saw a pandemic, obviously. How about the other stuff that he says that he's gotten? He got suspended for saying something that had nothing to do with the pandemic. So, you know, the earth's flat. I mean, not that you get suspended for that, but, you know, Kyrie, he should have known that you're at least getting into business with somebody who's a little bit different here. And is he going to want to play? I don't know if he wants to play. Ben Simmons, does he want to play? I have no idea. It's unfortunate that we'll look back on KD, his career, and probably wonder what could have been. Or what should have been.
And that's kind of these wasted 4 years that I was talking about in Brooklyn. You just wasted that could be a ring or two.
And if he had stayed at Golden State, then all of a sudden you move up the ladder where you go, okay, how many titles do you have? Now, he's still going to get knocked because he joined Steph's team. But you know what? When KD went there, KD was the best player on the team. Yeah, Marv.
With all three of his stops, all of those are what could have been scenarios. Oklahoma City, him, Westbrook, Harden, Golden State, they got two rings. Yeah. He could have stayed there, and Lord knows what they would have done. And now Brooklyn with these 4 years. So you're right, and he's going to go down as maybe the greatest scorer ever. But there's going to always be a what could have been at every single stop.
But he won't get to LeBron's point total, will he? I don't know. Has anybody run the numbers on KD, what he'd have to do for the next 8 or 9 years? You know, LeBron never had that type of injury that knocked him out like KD had with the Achilles. Yeah, Paul.
Durant is at just under 26,000 points. LeBron's at 37,000. Durant is 34 years old. He would need four really nice seasons. I mean, really nice seasons to be within striking distance. He's averaging 30 this year. Because he has to. It is interesting that if you said who's the better basketball player, people would say Kevin Durant over Steph Curry. Probably. I think people would say that. Better at basketball.
Yes.
But if you said whose career would you want, you'd probably take Steph Curry's.
Oh,
Curry's,
in a second.
Yeah. In a second, though. That's a quick answer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Durant's got two titles with Curry. Curry has four titles, two of them without Durant.
But you look at Steph. Kids want to be Steph. He changed the game. He's the greatest shooter of all time. You know, there aren't many negatives that we have with Steph Curry. With KD, you know, we nitpick with him. But you did leave Oklahoma City. You did leave Golden State. Now you're stuck with whatever you're stuck with in Brooklyn. And I don't know if it changes anytime soon. Because now, you know, the report yesterday was, hey, they're kind of getting tired of this Ben Simmons situation. That didn't take long. I think you're already tired of the Ben Simmons situation. I don't know if somebody went, you know, now we're tired of the Ben Simmons situation.
That's just his career. That's his whole career is called the Ben Simmons situation.
Yeah, Marv.
That's like the really hot girl, and you wonder why she's single. Mm. And the ex-boyfriend's like, I tried to tell you. Look, yeah. Halle Berry's been divorced twice.
Well, I don't think we should speak negative of Halle Berry.
Not on my watch.
No. I mean, she may have flaws. Don't we all, Marv?
Oh, obviously.
Mr. Perfect.
Yeah.
You guys said it, not me.
Hey, you can criticize Kyrie and KD, but not Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be go time. Yes, Paul.
I'll tell you one thing with Ben Simmons. It's getting way worse. If you look at him when he was 23 years old, he started most of the games of the season. He averaged 16 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, and a block. They would kill for that now. They would absolutely sign up for that without doing much shooting. He was just kind of a nice post player, decent on the break. It's not even close to where he was 3 years ago. He's averaging, when he plays, he's averaging 5 points a game, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists.
Yeah.
That's less than half what he used to do.
But also, you know, when you go to a team and they're not very good, we don't really, like Paolo Banchero, like we'll watch him, he plays for Orlando, but we don't go, man, your team's not very good. We sort of let you have those couple of years where you're on scholarship. And we did that with Ben. We were like, oh, okay, you're good. But you're not, he wasn't playing in any meaningful games. And it's the one game in a playoff against the Hawks that we single out that he did not want to take a shot. All right, let me take a break. Got our play of the day coming up. Jimmy Johnson coming up next hour. Mike Krzyzewski a little bit later on as well. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo,
of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
See ya!
Listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, my God.
The play, of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Shea inside the timeline, played by Morris. Stutter steps. Steps back, fires. Angle F3 is on the way to take it. Thunder Bunny Bella, baby! He rises and rips the cords. Is he sensational?
Yeah. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. You know, I watched this game yesterday because I hyped up Shea Gilgeous-Alexander yesterday that he should be an MVP candidate. He had 12 points in the first half, and I go, oh, my God. He had 30 in the second half. That's courtesy of the Thunder Radio Network. By the way, the Thunder beat the Wizards. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by our great friends at Mercedes-Benz. This family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now for you to do is drive them off the lot. Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. Update the poll results, Seton.
Whose career would you want, Dan? Jimmy Johnson or Coach K? Right now, 52% of the vote to Coach K.
All right. Randall in Newport Beach. Good morning, Randall. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Dan Patrick. How are you today?
Great, great, great.
This is the Jimmy Jimerson of Pro Pickleball at your services. There is a Pro Pickleball tournament this weekend in Newport Beach. And I am down here covering it and just wanted to let you guys know that this was going on. This is the tournament that is the direct competitor to the LeBron and Tom Brady tournament. There's two tours.
Why will pickleball be around in 5 years, Randall?
Pickleball may be the greatest sport ever invented. The reason why it'll be around in 5 years is twofold. One, the recreational side, and then two, the pro side is developing at a lightning pace. Okay. The recreational side, there's a low barrier to entry, and families can play it together. Your grandparents can play it with the grandkids, the parents with the kids. It's very social, a little bit different dynamic than tennis. And the part that I loved about it was I come from basketball, like somebody else that I'm talking to, and the great part about basketball is I could go anywhere and get a pickup game, right, no matter if I knew anybody or not. If I tried to do that with tennis, if I tried to show up to a tennis court and try to get a game with somebody that I didn't know, they looked at me really strange. So that's the reason that it'll be around in 5 years.
All right. Well, thank you, Randall. Our Jimmy Jimerson of pickleball. Yeah, Paul.
I think what concerns me before I would invest my capital in pickleball would be that it seems like it's too accessible and too many people can play it. If you're going to tune in on TV, I want to watch something I can't do on a daily basis, not something I can. I want to watch high-end athletes playing a sport. Like shuffleboard, I wouldn't tune into. But then you could say there is cornhole is on TV.
Anybody else played pickleball in here? I'm the only one. And I only played one game. And that was on vacation. It was my wife and I against two women.
You dominated.
Yes, we did. Well, we were getting roughed up. And they were taking advantage of my wife. And I thought, you know what? Competitive Danny, the jerk in the room, the jerk in the room is going to start, you know, wailing here.
Did you flip the switch?
Yes, I did. Because my wife goes, you know, just have fun. I go, no, honey, no.
Is she new here? Is she new?
No, but she does tell me that. She'll be like, hey, like she'll tell me.
Just have fun.
Yeah. She's the one that goes, not everybody gets your sense of humor. You know, when we're at a party and I say something and she'd be like, not everybody gets your sense of humor. I go, yeah, I know. Good. But I had to flip the switch on these two women from Greenwich, Connecticut.
Marge?
Yeah, I don't know what their names were. I know that they didn't meet us at the net when we were done.
Oh, no.
Sportsmanship.
Yeah, they stormed away.
And is that because they lost or because someone was not gracious? And
I was gracious. I mean, I walked to the net.
After?
Because I won. If I didn't win, I'm out the door. I'd be flipping somebody off there. Yes, Todd.
Can you slam it at someone like in tennis, or is that frowned upon as opposed to, you know, pickleball? Is there unwritten rules? If it's supposed to be a friendly family game, can you hit it hard at somebody, the ball? Because I haven't played.
Well, there's a pro league. I don't know if you play, like, friendly. It's a, you know,
but if you have the opportunity to, like, slam it right at somebody, you know, that's, then no one has an issue with that because it's just pickleball.
I want to win.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd do it if my mom was on the other side, God rest her. So I would. And she knows it. Yes, Paul.
Greenwich, Connecticut seems like a hotbed of pickleball. I mean, that's...
Well, we were outside of Greenwich, Connecticut.
Ground zero for
pickleball. Yeah, I wasn't there.
Rancho?
the outskirts. Rancho. Yeah. Rancho de Greenwich. Yeah. Not quite Greenwich. Rancho.
No, but... Tom in North Carolina. Hi, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, love the show. Love you guys. You know, as far as you always have the hard-hitting questions, insightful questions. With that being said, Dan, I'd like to ask the question that America wants to know.
All right.
Who has the best 5 o'clock shadow, Todd Fritz or Max Kellerman?
Oh, Fritzy would dominate Max Kellerman with a 5 o'clock shadow. Like, Fritzy will have that, and it's a day and a half to get that.
Yeah, I just started growing this like 4 days ago.
Yeah, 4 hours ago.
No. It's really coming in nicely. It's really nice and itchy and gray and black, and there's some holes to be filled, which I don't think you can do anything about that.
Yes, Marv.
Yeah, it's kind of like that George Michael 5 o'clock shadow going on.
Ooh.
Come on.
George Michael, sports machine, not George Michael, the singer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Also hot. Yeah. Also hot.
He's a good-looking guy.
George Michael.
I will be your...
Because you got to have faith, faith, faith. What do you think? This isn't going to be my look much longer, but for now...
Hey, you should keep it. I like it.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I'm like a rugged man.
Yeah.
The brawny man.
Jimmy Johnson will join us coming up next hour. One more item as we close out hour one. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times. We achieve it in different ways. And if you've recently changed jobs or maybe considering retirement, you're probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. Maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. And when it comes to investing for retirement, we can't afford to make mistakes. And you shouldn't have to do it alone. Well, you don't have to. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients just like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implementing an investment portfolio designed around your needs. And that's just the start, because as a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views that will enable you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Find a Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com, S-T-I-F-E-L.com. Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.